Grunge. Punk. Dot. Com. Podcast.
We thought tonight, since the new year is only about 17, 18 minutes away, that we would invite a gentleman who has been with us before. He always entertains us with some of his startling predictions. So we thought we would get a jump on everybody and find out what Criswell will predict for 1966. Would you welcome Criswell?
Greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives. And remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future. You are interested in the unknown, the mysterious, the unexplainable. That is why you are here. And now, for the first time, we are bringing to you the full story of what happened on that fateful day. We are giving you all the evidence, based only on the secret testimony of the miserable souls who survived this terrifying ordeal.
Captain to passengers, fasten safety belts, please. We're preparing to blast. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is Radio Oblivion. This is Radio Oblivion. Radio Oblivion.
Radio Oblivion.
Burn, baby.
GrunchPunk.com. Music, wild sounds, and rock and roll.
Good gookum mooka, just a look at me. I got a little girl, sweet as she can be.
Mojo workout.
Right here on the Grunge Punk Podcast Network.
Grunge Punk Podcast Network.
But can't but a woman.
I want everybody to hit the floor.
Bye.
Happy New Year to you, Criswell.
It is a great honor again to be with you and all of your friends on New Year's Eve of 1965.
Number 31 with Michael Kaiser, where I provide better... Well, let's try that again. Where I provide better living through discarded music right here on the Garage Punk Podcast Network. That's garagepunk.com on your internet dial. And this is the New Year's Eve episode, baby. New Year's Eve, last day of 2008. We're kicking your festivities into high gear. Take this episode and burn it on a CD and take it to your shenanigans tonight. Be the life of the party and tell your friends to blow your radio up, baby. They'll be glad that they invited such a discerning individual as your bad self as you tip them to wild sounds and rock and roll. Started off today with two tracks that were taken off the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. First up, from Spain, a band called Mujeres, doing a song called Reata. Now, they claim that they have the Black Lips as an influence, and that's obvious to any listener, and that's fine by me, because this band is swinging. After that, from Italy was the High Fevers doing Leech. And then ending up that set off a CD I've been waiting for patiently, that was Los Horis from New Zealand. Their album is called What's the Time? It's on Off the Hip Records. That track was called Queenie, and your collection is stark naked without that album in it. behind me, you're listening to Rick Carty doing Scratching on My Screen. And next up, another track from the Podsafe Music Network from Michigan. It's a band called The Wrong Numbers doing It's Hard, and this is going to satisfy your MC5 cravings.
Yeah.
like to say greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives, whether we want to or not.
Well, that's... you can't argue with that.
Yeah. My first prediction is that I predict that the year of 1966 will be a year of tricks, deceit, and deception. 1966.
And 2009.
He knows.
Yeah, he knows. And
our Stark has been working on his expense account already. I think it's got to be a bad, bad year. Excuse me, I don't mean to. That's why I interrupt.
We'll be right back.
Radio Oblivion with Michael Kaiser, New Year's Eve, Garage Punk Podcast Network. Start off that set from Mexico City. That was Los Explosivos with Cuiza. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but I gotta thank George from Robots Haas for that track. After that, another song off the Podsafe Music Network. That was Valeria y El Señor Donde doing Death of Mucho Macho. And then another track off the Podsafe Music Network. That was a Splinters from the UK doing Nothing to Lose. It ended up with the Barking Owls doing Stroke. They're from, I believe they're from Pennsylvania. I'm sorry, Owls. I deleted that email that you sent me, but they did contact me on my email address, michaelkaiser@garagepunk.com, and look what I got them!
Along came two strangers,
further predict that many executives will go on strike in protest against the many new union regulations.
Well, what kind of executives? Just executives in general?
The average executive, yes.
Have our NBC executives gone on?
No.
They were protesting last week, remember? They,
were they?
They burned their washroom keys.
Oh, yes, I hear
that.
You'll have to keep me covered, baby. I'm out of shit all the time. You'll have to keep me covered, baby. I might shoot off many times. Well, you're just one of many females, and I like to take my time. Well, I've got that loving feeling, wanna give it all to you.
A family coat of arms will be the new fad in America. Yes, a new family American pride in your own personal family right here in America, and the family coat of arms will be your number one fad for 1966.
That's interesting. You have a coat of arms?
No, I have one, but I'm not aware of it. But I'm going to get one tomorrow.
Better if you want it.
Come on,
moving and shaking. Get that lampshade off your head so you can hear what I'm saying. You're tuned in to Radio Oblivion, the New Year's Eve edition. Episode number 31 with Michael Kaiser right here on the Garage Punk Podcast Network. That's garagepunk.com on your internet dial. And you just listened to Adam and Eve doing the Shaggy Dog. That was off the Beat on the Crouch Volume 3 on Romulan. Before that was the Head Coach Sect doing Ain't That Just Like Me. That was off the Ready, Sex, Go album. I believe that was on Vinyl Japan. Preceding that was The Phrase with Keep Me Covered. That was off the Trans World Punk and Rave Up Volume 2. Before that, the Roman Togas with Bar the Door on the Teenage Shutdown, Things Been Bad edition. Starting off with the Sparkles doing Hipsville 29 BC off the crammed in compilation of the same name. And behind me right now, you're hearing Cliff Johnson doing Go Way, Hound Dog. Next up, a killer set of Surf and Turf, starting off with my favorite current surf band, all the way from France. I just got this EP in the mail the other day, and Max, I'm pretty sure you sent it to me. Thanks a lot, bud. This thing's a pounder. This is Les Orandes doing the Smeggy, or Smedgy.
A dude and a nude ranch will open somewhere in the Midwest.
A dude and a nude.
That's right.
Somewhere in the Midwest. And I'll lay odds you won't hear a discouraging word either.
I predict that 10,000 doctors will refuse to practice under Medicare and be replaced by doctors trained by the Pentagon.
Oh.
With Poison Clan, preceding that, two tracks off the Boss Drag 64 compilation, the Vets doing Devil Driver's theme, and starting off with the Deuce Coupes doing Gear Masher. And I thought I might have played that before, so that's why I played two tracks off that compilation. But then again, if it's good enough to play once, it's good enough to play twice. And you're tuned in to Radio Bolivian, the New Year's Eve edition with Michael Kaiser on the Grok Punk Podcast Network. Now let's kick this party into overdrive with Hank Ballard and the Midnighters doing Broadway.
Bright lights, wine, women, and song. Everything you want is right here on Broadway. Broadway, baby.
me. Just for me. And can't nobody like she can. She's got some great big pretty little great big pretty little and can't nobody like she can. Oh well, she ain't so good looking, she ain't nobody's dream, but when she do the twist, makes me wanna scream. My baby's got a whole lot of just for me, whole lot of just for me.
At the slowest races of all times at the Olympics in Mexico City, due to the difficulty of breathing in that high altitude.
Well, that makes sense. Remember, you were...
Yes, I...
Ed was in Tijuana once and had difficulty breathing. I remember.
I'm almost crazy. And if you don't come back to me, baby, I spit, I'm gonna kill myself. Oh, come on.
Come on and save me.
Oh, come on, baby.
Come on and save me.
Come on.
Come on and save me.
Come on, sugar. My baby to come back. Don't come back, I guess I'll holler some more. So come on.
Come on and save me.
Come on, baby.
Come on and save me.
Come on.
Save me.
Come on and save me. Cause I love you so I can't let you go. So come on. I guess I'll holler some more. So come on.
Come on and save me.
Come on, sugar.
Come on and save me.
Cause I love you so I won't let you go. So come on.
you got? That little guy. Whoa, mama told me we gon' have a boat. Got folks with a charming baby and daddy home. Tell me who you am. Now since I found out this ain't nothing but the blues singing sound.
And here is a rather long-range prediction, because I predict that in 1976, people will no longer be buried due to a shortage of land. In fact, there will practically be no more land left anywhere. And I predict that these people will be cremated and placed compressed in tiny cubes about the size of dice.
That's really crapping out, isn't it?
bigger they come, the harder they fall. Let me chop it, let me chop it, let me chop it.
The Roger and the Gypsies, Pass the Hatchet by Tad Falco's Panther Burns off the World We Knew album. And before that, the Shades of Jade doing Affection on Senko Records number 114. Gotta thank Jason Goodman for that. Preceding that was Lightning Hopkins with They Wonder Who I Am off the Bad Boogie album on Diving Duck. Before that, Andre Williams with Come On Baby off the Mr. Rhythm disc. Starting off with Rudy Ray Moore with My Baby off the Holy Golly Fever double album on Norton Records. And behind me, you're listening to Bill Browning with Don't Push and Don't Shove. And kids, I want you to listen to that. There's a good lesson in there for this New Year's Eve as you're partying up. I had a whole lot of other songs lined up for this episode, but it's getting out of hand here. And if I expect you to burn this onto a CD in order to take to the shindig tonight, it's got to be under 80 minutes, I suppose. So let's wrap this up. You've been tuned in to Radio Oblivion, episode number 31 with Michael Kaiser, where I provide better living through discarded music right here on the Garage Punk Podcast Network. That's garagepunk.com on your internet dial. Stop by the blog at garagepunk.com. Leave a comment on this episode blurb. Sure do appreciate all the comments from the last episode. You can find me on MySpace at myspace.com/Radio Oblivion. That's RadioBlivion. But again, I don't use it too much anymore. It don't work right. But some of these bands I play tonight, especially those off the PodSafe Music Network, I'll try and get them on my top friends list so you can link to them, find out what's going on, and get more information. Be their friend. You can find me at Michael Kaiser's house, my personal blog. That's kaiser69.wordpress.com. And we'll see you next year here on Radio Oblivion with Michael Kaiser. Now let's get out of here with a good old polka. What's a party without a polka? This is the Coal Miners with Happy Tony doing Oh Yeah!
Let's go!
Finish working, now it's payday, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Gonna get dressed and then it'll be payday, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Gonna go out and find a honey, one that's got lots of money. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I went out and found a dandy, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
She was cute and sweet as candy, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Next Saturday, you know where we're heading, cause there's gonna be a wedding. Oh yeah. Soggy shins up of you, why
yeah.
You've got soggy, what in your funny, why
yeah.
Who's the country, what the granny, get from the just shims to my lip.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
That last one, what in your funny, why
yeah. Oh yeah.
Think I've got my yuck, but it's gone, why
yeah.
Oh yeah. Got some more trouble in the sailing on your jelly, fuck that in your
boy yeah.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
kiss, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
It'll bring lots of happiness to you, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
All you do is sing and shout, and you'll knock your troubles out with
oh, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Happy folk, cause the band is playing, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
To the music, the people are swaying, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Happy Tony.
Predict that rings in the nose will come into fashion in 1966.
Well, have you seen men wearing rings already in their ears?
Oh, yes.
So, is this for men or women or...
Both.
Both.
I regret to predict an invasion of flying cockroaches on the West Coast.
Aren't we going out there in March?
Yes.
Our show is going out, probably what you have in mind.
We're flying out.
I predict that hotels and motels will install television sets with tow control.
With your toe.
Control.
Save time, I guess.
I predict they will discover that one of the five great lakes is slowly emptying out and will dry up completely.
Well, now that would be a big problem, wouldn't it?
Sure would.
You don't want to can't mention the name.
No, I can't mention the lake. But actually, it is slowly emptying out. And I predict in the field of science and nutrition, there will be three new wonder foods. Number one, it is a food that will make people honest. Number two, it will be a food to make you forget. And number three, there will be a food to make people more considerate of each other.
Sure.
And now, due to many experiments, of course, when rats eat this type of food, the rats have a better memory.
Well, they've already tried this out.
Oh, yes. It's off the drawing boards. It's in to practice at the present time.
A rat that has a better memory. What's a rat got to remember? Well, I mean, didn't want to medically examine it, but...
And now I'd like to fearlessly predict the most exciting event to come in 1966. I predict there will be an American on the moon. A 20th century Columbus of outer space in our very own time.
Now, I'll applaud. I'll more for that one. Well, I thank you for being with us again.
Thank you very much.
I'll look forward to those predictions.
And I hope to see you in California.
We'll see you out there in a couple months.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.